It is well known among the followers of Jesus Christ that times of great spiritual blessing and great encounters with God are followed by times of trial and temptation. We also find that it is in times of trial and temptation that we have our most profound encounters with God. Sometimes it's kind of like a cycle of victorious living. A man wrote a book about that one time, of how we have great spiritual highs, and then we're taken down low, and we're taken to be tested and tempted. And in that testing, that time of trial, that time of temptation, that we encounter God anew and afresh. And He lifts us up out of that, and we begin our climb up, and we have that spiritual high. It's not a manic sort of thing. It is the way that God seems to treat us and how we grow as Christians, from the mountaintop through the valley to the next mountaintop. So when we're in the valley, we always look to the mountaintop. And when we're on the mountaintop, we are cautious and we are sober and we are humble because we know the valley is on the other side. We are following in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus had a great spiritual blessing, a wonderful encounter with the Father in heaven. It was when He was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. Read about it in Mark, the first chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drives him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Jesus had a great encounter with God. How could it be any better? A voice from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am delighted." And it says immediately. The Greek word is euthus. The Spirit drove him into the wilderness. That word drove comes from the Greek word exbalo, which means to throw out. Balo means to throw. Ex means out. Exbalo. They threw him out into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days. Jesus said, "A servant is not greater than his master." And so we know if Jesus had to endure these things, and that his spiritual high was followed by temptation and testing, we must expect this and thank God for these things, for in this he grows us and makes us strong. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. Your word is blessed. And I humble myself before you, O God, and submit myself to your will. You allow us to be tested and tempted by Satan, and yet in that you make us victors, and we emerge stronger and better than ever if we walk with you. And let you be our shield and our buckler and our help. Your grace and your strength sustains us and brings us up to the next mountain. And we are on that mountain humbly, Lord, because we know that there are times of testing and trial ahead, but we have the confidence that you are with us. We are your children. You are our God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.